Hi, I'm Michelle, and I'm... Wait, am I the straight-laced psychotherapist?
I thought I was going to be the unconventional hypnotherapist, and you were going to be the super serious trauma specialist.
No, you were going to be the relationship expert. Like, love expert.
And you're going to be the specialist who guides people with down-to-earth techniques for transmuting trauma?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, good. I'll be the love expert. I mean, I am the love expert. I think we have this all sorted out. I'm Laura Richer, founder of Anchorlight Therapy Collective.
And I'm Michelle Mooney, a therapist at Anchorlight, and this is Holding Ground. Today and every Monday, we've got a little bit of everything for you. Shall we?
Yeah, let's do this.
Good morning. Welcome to Holding Ground on KKNW, where every Monday morning we bring you a little bit of everything in the world of therapy and positive mental health. I am your host, Laura Richer, founder of Anchorlight Therapy Collective in Seattle, Washington. And I'm normally joined by my co-host, Michelle Mooney, who is also a psychotherapist at Anchorlight. However, she's out this week, but she'll be back with us next week. So today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is working with the subconscious mind. And then, of course, one of my favorite therapies, hypnotherapy. As many of our listeners already know, I started my career as a hypnotherapist and coach back in 2011 while I was working on my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. And during that time, I often attracted clients to my business that were looking for something a little different than traditional talk therapy because they felt stuck. They knew they wanted to make a change, but for whatever reason, they just couldn't make it happen and they couldn't figure out why. This led them to pursue alternative forms of therapy, which is how they ended up finding me. Over the years, I've seen many clients make transformative changes in their lives, as well as achieve different levels of awareness by finding their own answers going within, exploring their own subconscious minds, and doing that through hypnotherapy. My hypnotherapy business that I started in Fremont back in 2011 has now evolved into what is now Anchorlight Therapy Collective in Queen Anne in Seattle, where we offer traditional talk therapy, as well as evidence-based couples and individual counseling interventions. However, I have never wanted to lose my alternative edge since I have seen the healing power of alternative modalities time and time again, which is why hypnotherapy remains a primary offering at Anchorlight and an ongoing topic of discussion here on Holding Ground. It's just too effective of a therapy and too life-changing of an experience not to share. So if you're someone who feels stuck and is looking for a way to break through, we have a really great show for you today. I'm so excited to be joined on the show by fellow hypnotherapist Michelle Whittington. Michelle has a passion for possibilities as fiery as her natural red hair. She is licensed through the Society of Psycholinguistics as a hypnotherapist and owns a hypnotherapy practice in Bellevue, Washington. She was born and raised in New Jersey and then found her way here to the Pacific Northwest, where she calls Woodinville, Washington home. 6 years ago, Michelle asked the question, what else could I be or do that would contribute to people receiving real change? The answer that found its way to her was hypnosis. After hypnotizing her first client, even she was shocked to see that not only did it worked phenomenally. She is highly skilled at helping people quickly rework their thought patterns in a safe, non-threatening, and effective manner. Although she specializes in working with anxiety, stress, and depression, Michelle's skills extend to something much deeper that transform you from the inside out. She especially enjoys working with your therapist, doctor, or naturopath as it accelerates getting you happier and healthier. So welcome to Holding Ground, Michelle. I'm so glad that you could join us on the show today.
Thank you, Laura. I'm excited to be here.
So could you maybe tell us a little bit more about your hypnotherapy practice and the work that you do?
Absolutely. So I'll just add a little edit to that. I don't have an office in Bellevue.
Oh, sorry. We got
that
some
is so
about.
Good. So I guess I'll start with what came up, which was my SEO website builder guy. Mm-hmm. I started the name of my business was liveyourcourageouslife.com.
Like
he kind of said, well, that's really nice. And that's probably not going to get you found online. So his SEO brilliance, this is Dave at Local View. He said, you should really name the name of your business to be what you do and where you do it. So the name of my business is hypnosisredmond.com.
So we are Redmond, not Bellevue. So where are you located in Redmond?
I am in, so Redmond is where before COVID, and now I'm doing sessions out in the garden in Duval. So downtown Duval, I do my sessions out in the yard for a little bit longer. We're supposed to have 60 degrees on Thursday. In white picket fence and gorgeous trees and green grass and the wisp of cool air in autumn. So Duval.
That sounds like the perfect setting for a hypnotherapy session.
I think what my clients are saying right now is because of the whole, you know, COVID thing, not having that connectivity time, they really love the option of doing that rather than telehealth. So it's been a lovely bridge to getting them feeling in nature and seeing a human being and making a shift in the garden.
You know, and I've been doing online counseling sessions, but hypnotherapy online, just, it doesn't translate.
No. And it's not my first preference. And so I'm super grateful that, you know, my wellness studio in Duval, in the backyard, I made it work and it's been beautiful.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Well, I know you said on your site that you do work a lot with people who have anxiety disorders, which is the most common mental disorder in the United States. It's estimated that about 40 million people suffer from anxiety, which I'm sure that those numbers are a lot higher now due to COVID and online school and politics, unemployment, all the stuff that's going on. So there's really tons of reasons to be stressed out right now. How do you see your clients working through some of those issues with hypnotherapy?
Well, I would probably say looking at the clients that typically see me, I would say 75% conservatively are already seeing their own therapist. Mm-hmm. They're already getting, you know, weekly therapy sessions, or they have been to a therapist. They are really seeking something to feel something of a more deeper impact because they're having difficulty just in the day-to-day functioning. And I have therapists who see the value of how their client has changed so dramatically for the better. So they'll send them to me, and pretty much one session gives you a immediate felt sense of something has shifted. Mm-hmm. So what they come in with, I can feel their anxiety. So I can feel, you know, people's energy. It's just everyone can, they just don't know that they can. So people know when they walk in a room, when someone's had a fight, or they know who they want to intuitively like sit next to if we're in a public place. They'll be drawn to someone or repelled by someone. Mm-hmm. So we're always feeling each other's energies out. So when a person has high anxiety, or anxious, it's a welcome relief to go into what I call that vault of resources, do some of that rewiring and plugging into something else so that the neurons are firing in a different way. And then you're not getting the same chemicals and chemistry being produced. So when they get up from that deeply relaxed state, which is about 30 minutes or so, they can feel that. They'll feel something different. They'll feel lighter, more peaceful. So they don't have to wait going to multiple sessions over a long span of time to feel relief. So,
yes. Hypnotherapy is a much faster acting therapy. And I love the point that you bring up, which I think is so important, and what the distinction is between more talk therapy than hypnotherapy interventions, is that you actually have a shift in the way that you feel. So I see tremendous value in talk therapy because we sometimes need to talk it out and sort through what's going on. But a lot of times my clients will say like, yeah, I know all these things. I know I'm anxious. I know why I'm anxious. There's a lot of good reasons for me to be anxious. I have an understanding of all of it. And yet I still feel it. So how can I change that? And hypnotherapy is just such an amazing tool to allow you to feel that change.
Yeah, because if you can create it, you can uncreate it.
Exactly.
And you don't necessarily need to know consciously how to do that. Eventually, hopefully we'll get to that place. But right now the baby steps are, you know, getting you into that brainwave state, which is going from conscious, wide awake, alert, active, critical mind thinking to a more through breathing. That's usually how I start, you know, breathing and going more into the body and changing that, you know, to a relaxed, calm brainwave state. Almost it's like meditation with a goal, so that you can focus and point to what it is that, you know, you're wanting to bring more in or let more go.
Yes. So are you seeing more anxious clients these days?
Yeah, you know, so interesting. I thought that that was an interesting question, as far as I had me look at, like, oh, who's on my schedule? And I would have to say people see me for all sorts of reasons and why. I haven't really heard, as far as it being COVID related, like, I think what people are seeing me for right now, I guess maybe indirectly, is they're changing and shifting their jobs. I'm seeing people who are working for corporate Microsoft or some of the bigger places that we have here in town in Seattle. They are moving within the company, or they're being just a lot of job change. So that's really stressing people out.
And so how do you help them using hypnotherapy when they're making that stressful change?
Well, I think for people right now, if our primary survival instincts are, we want to make sure we're healthy, we got food on the table, roof overhead, having money is part of that in the dynamic. And so for people, when they're experiencing this high instinctual survival piece and there's a lot of fear attached to that, it's really difficult to imagine, okay, what would I like to do and where would I like to go and how much money would I desire and require? And could I get excited about that level of confidence to secure the job? So it's a great tool to be able to go beyond that fear-based response to an excited and imaginative creation of this next new experience that you're going to be bringing in.
Yes. Yes. That's one thing I love about hypnotherapy. Like we talked about, it allows you to bring those feelings into your body, and it gives you the opportunity, this avenue, to imagine what it is you really want to create. We're always so focused on, or often we're focused on, what we don't want to have happen and focusing on the worry and the stress. And this going to a hypnotherapy session, you have this hour, however long it is, to close your eyes and imagine what you actually want to create and bring into your life. I was doing a session with somebody last week, and he's operating from a very fear-based place. And so we got to the part of the session where I had him imagine, you know, the future and who he wanted to be in the future and what that person was like and how they felt, and have him step into that version. And at the end of the session, I thought it was so cool, because he's like, I didn't even know that that person could exist. And just, that gave him the opportunity to now start connecting with that version of himself. Whereas before, he didn't even see that as a possibility.
Exactly. And it can soften hypnosis. And often, you know, we have the talk part where we're, so because we have Microsoft here as, you know, one of our major, you know, corporate people.
I'm sure you get a lot of clients who are stressed out.
Yeah, because this is a domino ripple effect for many of the most businesses, big and small. So, you know, for me, like, I like the word personally, I refer to myself as a thought designer, right? So the word hypnosis or hypnotherapist to me doesn't really, you know, I don't think people really get that. But if I say, I help you with your thoughts, let's design your thinking, they get that.
Right.
And so what you're saying with the client that you had is bypassing, in a sense, when you start to have this conversation of the critical mind. I had a client that was told by his own mother, you'll never amount to anything.
Wow.
And he was constantly struggling with money. Well, we got to kind of, you know, soften and release the resistance around some of these core foundational beliefs that slow down and or block, you know, what we're able to perceive for ourselves.
That is so fascinating. I love this conversation. So let's just take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about how your thoughts are affecting what you're creating in your life and how hypnotherapy can help you shift that. Remember, you can find me and Michelle at anchorlighttherapy.com, or me and Michelle Mooney, the other psychotherapist, at anchorlighttherapy.com. And Michelle Whittington, our guest today, can you tell everybody where they can find you if they want to reach out?
Absolutely. Super easy. HypnosisRedmond.com.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Holding Ground on KKNW.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Thanks for tuning into our brand new show, Holding Ground. You can find us here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. I'm Laura Richer, founder of Anchor Light Therapy Collective.
And I'm Michelle Mooney, the co-host of Holding Ground, a therapist at Anchor Light Therapy Collective. Our passion, our one big thing in life, above and beyond love, relationships, trauma, addiction, and healing, our specialty is helping others.
Every Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Find us online at anchorlighttherapy.com.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Holding Ground. I'm your host, Laura Richer, founder of Anchor Light Therapy Collective in Seattle, Washington. And today we are joined with our special guest, Michelle Whittington, owner of Hypnosis Redmond. And she's joining me today to talk about hypnotherapy and how it can help you get unstuck. So Michelle, we were just talking about how hypnosis helps people get unstuck in their beliefs. And you were talking about this concept of being a thought designer. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that works with your clients?
Well, when we do a session, every session, the first part of it, we sit down together. And normally in a regular traditional talk setting with therapy, they're used to talking quite probably a bit. Some, you know, the therapist listens. I kind of explain to them that what we're going to do is quite different. We're going to co-create together, design. I'll use my intuition to kind of pick and choose based on what I'm hearing them say or feeling them. And as soon as we start the session, we both close our eyes. We do about 5 minutes of breathing. We drop into the body. We drop into the heart. And we listen to what there is this innate wisdom available if we shift gears from the chattery, overactive, often inaccurate mind, so that I can get more available through the wisdom of the body and the heart, which absolutely is a different language in how it communicates. So I can speed up how fast I can get those changes when I get more accurate information. And they love that. They can feel in 5 minutes, they're like, they feel different in 5 minutes by just simply breathing and going into that space in the body.
You know, you mentioned working with a lot, I'm sure on the East Side, you work with a lot of stressed out Microsoft employees. In Seattle, I've been working with a lot of stressed out Amazon employees. And it's such like a busyness to that kind of world where you're just constantly going and thinking and kind of spinning, it seems like. And so this is such a good opportunity to just slow down.
Yes. And that literally, so the thing is, if people can understand that when our brains are in that, you know, speedy McFeely, you know, hyper state, it's actually producing in their body a chemical response to that higher level of constant activity. And we're designed to think like, oh, we've got to be able to multitask and do it well. And that really is difficult. It's having a bit of a burnout for people because they really aren't feeding themselves real food and slowing down, and they're going from point A to point B, and it's a it's really having a toll on the chemicals that are being juiced inside that body. And it doesn't create a very peaceful, definitely not creative right side of their brain. We got to get that whole brain activity involved. So you get a much more balanced and harmonized place to operate from.
Yes. Well, and especially now, I think that's even amplified, you know, with all, like you said, the transitions that people are having to do with work. Some of those transitions are just working from home and working with your kids being at home with online school and dealing with all of those other stressors. So it's, I think now more than ever, so important to be able to get to slow down, maybe to lessen your expectations for what is possible right now as well. And just kind of relax into what we're working with.
Well, what we're both speaking into is the level of priority of urgency. And that's really the word I'm, you know, using now with my clients, is that that self-care now has to be number one. It's a level of urgency because it's in response to what's going on in the world. So what that means is being able to get that restorative sleep instead of staying up late watching a binging Netflix or surfing internet or whatever. It means, you know, being even more diligent to make sure you have wellness foods instead of the fast, immediate, dead to vitalized food, you know, available, unfortunately, in so many convenient corners that you drive through. Mm-hmm. Having those multiple 5 minutes. My clients are always shocked when we begin the session and I don't even have them yabber about anything. I don't say, how are you? You know, so we start with anything admin for scheduling? No. Okay. Then close your eyes and let's both go breathe and center in our bodies for like 5 minutes. And they're always shocked how much better they feel and how different they feel in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they say, how, I wish I could remember to do this, you know, throughout my day, because I just feel so much better. 5 minutes.
It's pretty
amazing. Just breathing.
Yeah. Well, because how many people are even holding their breath when they're coming in and they're stressed out and
all.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to talk to that. I'm not talking. We're not going to get anything out of that state. So help me to help you.
Exactly. So when you got in, how did you get into hypnosis? I know you asked that question and then you found your way to this modality. Is it something that you used for your own healing, or how did you find yourself in this profession? Because it's a little different.
What? You mean in kindergarten and I didn't always want to be a hypnotherapist just like the rest of the kids?
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. Well, I was super, super grateful to find when Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show put out a call to getting some help from the listeners back in 2008. I answered that call to be part of helping her on some project, and we hit it off, we connected, and the rest was history. In 2008, I became part of her marketing and production team. I got to have an experience that was incredible, to meet people from all over the world that were my clients, and to see all kinds of healing modalities, from health coaches to naturopaths to people who did a healing technique. So for the four plus maybe 5 years, I was working on the Dr. Pat Show with my clients and found it to be such a rewarding experience. I thought to myself, I wonder what I could do next. Maybe I could be a coach like Dr. Pat and my clients, and really wanted to help people at a deeper level. And then I put out the question with that curiosity and wonder, and the awareness came back of when I was looking on a search engine for jobs, I just kept reading everything. So this is one of the tools and tips I tell my clients when they're looking for jobs, next positions, is have fun just scanning through and looking for some sparks of like, oh, that might be interesting. Oh, that's different. You know, instead of locking in, this is what I do, filter everything, click, click. Let your mind have an experiment to try something where you don't click anything. Let everything become available and see what sparks for you, because that's ultimately what happened for me. I just kept looking and go, that looks interesting. And then a job position became available that fit me to a T. And I said yes to learning how to do hypnosis and be trained for it.
Wow. Isn't that so interesting? That's kind of how I found hypnotherapy as well, as I was working in a corporate environment, very unhappy, had no idea. It was instead of, you know, like you said, your job, looking for what you like, I had always kind of sought out the job that would pay the most.
Yep.
And had come to the realization that while I had been successful to a degree with that, I didn't like the work that I was doing and that the money wasn't really balancing that out. So I just started to go, what looks interesting to me? And I also found a school in Arizona, in Phoenix, called the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts that taught hypnotherapy. And I was like, huh, that looks kind of fascinating. Didn't know anything about it.
Yep.
So it's interesting we get guided to these things.
And that's what that's one of the tips, I guess, I would also say for people right now who are afraid and are suffering, is what we're both speaking into is that if we follow the breadcrumb trails of possibility and excitement, that when we're in that mental space, we can receive those cues that are right in front of us. But when we're fearful and anxious and worried and busy and, you know, it's hard to get those cues.
Exactly. So who do you think is a really good fit for hypnotherapy, and who maybe is not in quite the right place for it yet? Do you ever have clients that you work with that you say, this is maybe not the best fit right now?
Well, for me, I set the intent that the people that I find and they find me, that we're going to be a great match. It's been 6 years doing this. I absolutely love my clients. I get excited. They are excited to come to the sessions that they've told me, like, it's the highlight of their week. They look forward to it, which I know when I've been to therapy or doing growth work, it's usually like, oh, I'm going to the dentist, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really a much refreshing experience. So the clients that I absolutely love working with are the ones that are getting themselves, they don't know it at the time maybe, but they get to empower themselves at a level that they may never have experienced before, to really feel their authentic confidence and power that they really have to change their life. So when they start to shape and change, well, they'll come in, let's say, for weight loss or, you know, anxiety. You know, we of course start with their primary issue, but it folds into everything. It folds into their marriage. It folds into their job. They usually have 6 or 7 other things that are getting improvement on, and they really see how powerful they are, and they're not the same person they were in a very short span of time. And that's the kind of people I like. People who are like, I'm done with this. I'm ready. I'm humble.
Yes. Yeah. So the weight loss piece of it is so interesting. When I first started back in 2011, that was really what people started coming to me for, was either quitting smoking or losing weight. And quickly, what I learned is that it wasn't really about either of those things. Of course, they wanted to change those behaviors, but underlying that, there was so much more that we would get into. And ultimately, those behaviors would kind of fall away because they had addressed whatever was underneath that. Do you find that when you're looking at clients who are trying to change maybe addictive behaviors or unwanted habits?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to decide when I work with my SEO web guy. I wasn't going to go the traditional approach of the people who show on the website where they're quitting these phobias or habits. I just was not interested, you know, in nail biting relief. I really am here to help people remember they're amazing beyond what they could ever imagine. And the only thing that gets in their way is their thoughts. And so for me, absolutely. I always tie in whatever it is they have going on that's an issue. It always will come back to self-empowerment and the love of the... So the brain has that critical mind piece. As I say, Judge Judy or Judge Wapner, you know, always bantering back, the gavel of judgment. But the heart doesn't have that. And so what they get to experience is falling in love with themselves and their body and the world around them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what I discovered through early on when people would come for those particular issues, is that like people who wanted to lose weight, really underneath what they really wanted was to learn how to love themselves and accept themselves. Oftentimes they weren't even people who had any weight to lose. So it was just, they had fixated on, if I could change this one thing, then I'll be lovable or acceptable. And it wasn't really about that. Or people abusing substances had trauma to resolve, or they just needed new coping tools to deal with negative emotions. And hypnosis gave them an avenue to figure out how to do those things. So very, very exciting.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what are some things people can be doing right now in these stressful times to cope with stress and anxiety. So we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Holding Ground.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Holding Ground, where we talk about a little bit of everything in the world of therapy and positive mental health every Monday morning at 9 a.m. I am Laura Richer, a licensed psychotherapist, a Gottman Method trained couples therapist, and a hypnotherapist. I am also the owner of Anchor Light Therapy Collective in Seattle, Washington. Today, I am joined by Michelle Whittington, who is a licensed hypnotherapist and the owner of Hypnosis Redmond. Michelle, thank you for joining me for this discussion of one of my favorite topics. Tell our listeners again where they can find you.
HypnosisRedmond.com. And I have a great, right now for the next maybe week or two, sessions out in the English Garden in my wellness studio in Duval.
Oh, that sounds so lovely. Well, if you want to get a hold of Michelle, go to HypnosisRedmond.com. And Michelle, I just love this conversation that we're having today. As I was prepping for our show, I noticed something that you said on your website, which I wanted to talk about because I think it's such a fantastic topic. And you say that our suffering is a gift. Can you tell our listeners what you mean by that? Because I think a lot of people have resistance to that idea.
Well, I think that often, and what we're seeing right now is this prolonged state of, you know, suffering and chaos as we're responding to the multiple issues going on with health and COVID, the elections, fires, riots. I mean, there's all kinds of chaos that is in our face. And, you know, this is an opportunity for us to reevaluate the suffering piece of like what's going on with our health or our finances or our relationships, being locked in with your partner, mm-hmm. you know, and your kids. So in that place of where we're responding to and the points of view that we have, we really get to fine tune of, well, what is this that I am preferring, desiring, and at the ultimate requiring, this is what I absolutely need to have. And so it faces us with an opportunity for looking at change instead of the habitual unconscious way we get up with the alarm clock Monday through Friday and take that route to work. And we're doing the same old, same old. Sometimes those health challenges or financial challenges or relationship challenges causes us to then to be, in a sense, forced to look at, you know, our lives and maybe with a new lens.
Yes, because most of us aren't going to change in mediocre circumstances. Things might not be great, but they're not that bad. And so it's easy to just kind of keep chugging along until you get to that place where it's like, okay, I really can't stand this anymore. I'm sick or broke, or I hate my job. And that really is a time when we'll take that hard look because we've gotten really uncomfortable.
Exactly. And we can kind of see that and feel that with, I mean, just look around in just your day to day, when you go about your business, the people that you work with, the people are at the stores you visit, it's a really rare gem to have walk around and see somebody shining bright, shining their light, shining, you know, with that authentic happiness. It's a rare gem to these days, especially.
Yes. It's so true. So you mentioned working with people and their relationships, especially I know as a couples therapist are being very challenged right now as we're all at home together. Maybe kids are there as well. Are you working with clients right now who are struggling in relationships because of this?
Yeah, I don't do couples therapy. Okay. Woo! Oh, and if you could see me, there's two hands bowing down. Yeah. It's really cute. I have clients, because as they say, you know, if two people are on the dance floor and one person changes the dance, then the dance has changed. So it just takes one person. So it's a really amazing way to okay, if marriage couple, you know, the counseling isn't, you know, your cup of tea for whatever reason, one partner might not want to go or whatever. That one person coming to see me is changing their marriage, because they're changing, you know, their dynamics. Mm-hmm. We start with that. I actually even also have a couple that is, husband was making so many changes that the wife wanted to for weight loss, his wife is like, I want to come too. So now I alternate, you know, where I see the husband one week and the wife the next, and then the kids are, you know, at a happier place when mom and dad are making changes in so many areas in their life. And, you know, I don't divulge any confidentiality of what the wife or the husband said. And so in a sense, they're working on their marriage kind of in a unique sort of way, not together. You guys can go take that to someone else, but right now we can still make this work.
Oh, I agree. There are so many things. I mean, I even see that in couples therapy sometimes, and I suggest, hey, maybe you guys should do your own individual work before we get to couples therapy, because there's just some stuff that's specific to the individual that needs to be processed. And in doing that, that will shift the relationship. I mean, we're all bringing our baggage into our relationships. And if it's old stuff that doesn't even have to do with the current relationship, it's better to address it on your own. So I think that can have an amazing impact on your relationship without even including your partner.
Absolutely. And it's such a delight to kind of, especially I have a new client that has a toddler, and the husband got hit with the unemployment thing. And so she's the primary breadwinner for right now. And I love that. She wants to be the best parent that she can be for her little one. And that's what's happening. So she doesn't have to, taint the childhood that she had growing up. That can now shift. It's not going to be passed on, at the level and velocity that she had, because now she's going to be more aware of, you know, letting go of the unconscious stuff she wasn't aware of through childhood, and her child will be better for that. So I help basically young children directly and indirectly, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Without even having to see them. It impacts the whole family dynamic. It's pretty, pretty fantastic.
Indeed.
And so I like talking to people because for us, this is something we talk about all the time. So this is obvious, but for a lot of people, this is a new concept that it's the things that you're unaware of that could be having a negative impact on whatever is happening in your life. And it's that unconscious information that we haven't really even thought about in years, or we don't remember, that can really wreak havoc. Do you see examples of that? People just not even knowing what's going on underneath everything.
Well, that's really what hypnosis addresses. I mean, that's really, for me, when a person comes in and they have an issue, a phobia, at first I get a little nervous, I haven't treated that before. I haven't done that before. But inevitably it always works, because there's a part of them that absolutely, you know, has the answers. So that you can go inside, and in that deeply relaxed state, you can solve anything.
Yeah.
No matter how long it's been there, you know how to unwind it. It's kind of tethered to other things. And that's the gift, is where we start to release in one area, it kind of ties into another area, and we got, it kind of goes a little bit all over the place, like a ball of yarn being unwound. But eventually you get to the core piece, which I find pretty much with everybody, myself included, is there's this core belief of like, I'm not enough, or I'm unlovable. It's usually around love and the distortion of that and our perception. If we don't really get how magnificent we really are, and got right from the very beginning, that covered up, it's an amazingly freeing space to begin to wear and evidence, you know, our magnificence.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really not, like you said, it's not about the specific phobia, or, you know, especially if somebody comes to me and wants to talk about losing weight, I always think, I wonder what this really is going to be about. Because I mean, if you want to have healthier eating habits and that leads to weight loss, great. But that usually isn't really what we're dealing with. We're dealing with all that stuff that's underneath, and maybe some of the old, you know, maybe somebody called me a name in middle school, or right. My mom was obsessed with dieting, right. And so I've taken on her stuff, and we don't even realize it's not even about what we think it's about.
Well, and the question is, you know, what must I be believing in order for this to show up?
Yeah.
That always, like, you know, what must I be believing in order for this to show up? And we don't have to have, like, even when we get the idea of like, oh, this is because of, they got the why. Now, what do we do with it? Right. So even when we say, okay, I'm this way because mom did this, or dad was an alcoholic, right. Or very angry. I'm responding this way to this. This is why. Okay. Well, then how are we going to change that even when we know the why? Right.
Right.
That becomes in itself. So sometimes we're thinking the solution is to find out the why, you know, and that's actually, you know, kind of creates a little bit more of a maze or a labyrinth. So the gift with hypnosis and keying into the wisdom in the heart and the body is it sort of bypasses all of that mind construct and can go more into the solution that's not maybe as readily available in what we call black and white, linear, energetic. It's more of an energetic thing that has multiple, as I said, strands around it, like a knot, like a shoelace knot. It's kind of more multiple things that are there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Multiple things, if that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely does. So one thing I think it's really interesting about hypnotherapy is that it has this strange reputation of being some sort of like woo-woo mind control, just out there thing, when in fact it's just a really straightforward, effective type of therapy, in my own opinion. Do you ever have clients who are scared to come to hypnotherapy or have misconceptions about what it really is?
Oh, absolutely. Usually when I ask them, you know, have you had hypnosis before? I would say like only 2% have. It's super rare to have somebody. And those that have always go much faster because they already know this is it. They'll trust me. They trust the process. So we don't have those hurdles to slow us down. 98% of the people, though, haven't had it before. As you said, I think that the reason TVs and movies promote hypnosis as being like weird, cluck like a chicken, scary,
right,
is they're trying to, I think, kind of like hide this jewel, this wonderful, you know, treasure trove called, you know, your brilliant, you know, levels of the mind. So I think they kind of do that on purpose. That's just my own conspiracy theory thing. But if you look at actually what movies, now let's look at this. So if movies are portraying hypnosis as being, you know, scary and losing your control and doing weird things, let's look at where our words do something powerful. So what TV shows, Laura, can you think of where when we say something in a movie or TV show, something incredibly magical in a sense changes? Something happens from just using our own words, because that's what hypnosis is using your words, changing how you breathe, how you focus. It's using, designing your words, suggestions. That's a huge piece to it. So where in our world do we have TV shows or movies that has us see, wow, okay, this is what my words did. What comes to mind?
Our own work. I mean, I'm thinking of any type of marketing is that they're suggesting things to us, but you're saying our own words?
Well, in a TV show or a movie, where have you seen people speak and something magical happens? Where do we see it as like, this can't happen? This is just TV or in the movies.
Oh, I don't know. Give me an example.
Oh, I love that. Okay. This is what I love saying to my clients. Okay. So let's look at Dorothy. The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Okay. So Dorothy used her sentences of there's no place like home 3 times. And she was back right in Kansas, right? She used her words, closed her eyes, went inside, said it 3 times, and voila, she's back home, right? Or let's just say Harry Potter. So in Harry Potter, they were using Lingardio Levioso, right? All these certain words, and they learned and went to school to get those changes to happen using their words, right?
I love it.
Or Alibaba, and the 40 Thieves, Open Sesame, and then the cave opens. So we think that like this is just the movies, that our words, are just words. But what if my clients, this is the first session, is having them get the connection that our words create, they do things. Our words create stress. Our words create a feeling. Our words are very, very, very powerful to make things come to a reality.
Yes. And that is such a good point that I like to point out to clients is like, you're using hypnosis already, but you're probably using it for evil is what I always say as a joke, like talking yourself into the most negative outcome, telling yourself you're not good enough. That's a trance that you're putting yourself into that is having a significant impact on your life. And you're doing it automatically without even realizing it. And so what if you could flip the script and do it in a positive direction? Just like you're saying, Alibaba, Open Sesame. What if you had that magical power? I love it.
Yeah. And the tool I want to offer up in this time of Halloween coming up here and, riding on the coats of, the fear that's going on in our world right now, trying to get at us, it seems like at every angle on the news, is that we really do have to be mindful, because our minds are full, of how we can navigate through that ability to focus and get out of that, what I call the chihuahua brain. And because when we're bouncing all over in this, fight or flight response mechanism, and buying into the propaganda of like what people are narrating, then we lose aim, we lose sight and the ability to bring it in.
So it's time for another quick break, but when we return, I want to continue this conversation. And I want to ask you about your latest blog post on your site, which was Trick or Treat, Make Fear Obsolete, and talk a little bit more about this concept of releasing fear and being really mindful of what we're focusing on. So you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Holding Ground on KKNW.
Thanks for tuning into our brand new show, Holding Ground. You can find us here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. I'm Laura Richer, founder of Anchor Light Therapy Collective.
And I'm Michelle Mooney, the co-host of Holding Ground, a therapist at Anchor Light Therapy Collective. Our passion, our one big thing in life, above and beyond love, relationships, trauma, addiction, and healing, our specialty is helping others.
Every Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Find us online at anchorlighttherapy.com.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Holding Ground. I'm Laura Richer, a licensed psychotherapist and the owner of Anchor Light Therapy Collective in Seattle, Washington. Don't forget that you can find me at anchorlighttherapy.com. I'm also all over social media on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all at Anchor Light Therapy. So today we have been having a fantastic conversation with our special guest, Michelle Whittington from Hypnosis Redmond. And today we've been talking about hypnotherapy, how it can help you get unstuck, resolve fears, and help you overcome the obstacles that have been getting in your way. So Michelle, you posted a blog called Trick or Treat, Make Fear Obsolete. 2020 has certainly been a year that has offered up ample opportunity to be afraid on so many different levels. What do you recommend for people who are feeling stuck in their fear?
Well, I think right now that our ability to be aware of where we're putting our attention and how much we're giving rise to, you know, these, the social media, the Facebook, the news. I know everyone right now is wanting to know what's going on with, you know, COVID and the numbers and this is in the findings and the who's Democrat, Republican. There's all sorts of media pulling at our attention. There's all sorts of things that are pulling at our attention. And to really give ourselves the ability to say enough is enough, like really be diligent in how much you're gonna let yourself be impacted by these places that are really using words, they're using images, they're doing all sorts of things to get your attention. And so how do one gets their information? You have to kind of really be more mindful of how long and what you're letting yourself in a sense be affected by. That really does, it is catching up. It is almost addictive, this level of what's drawing our attention.
Oh, absolutely. And if you notice it's starting to have a negative impact, which I have seen with many clients, is that their anxiety is so amplified. Because yes, there are legitimately things that are stressful happening in the world right now, but also their attention is so focused on it through the news that it's, like you said, it's creating that chemical response in the body, and you're in fight or flight when you're just like sitting in your house having your morning coffee because you're watching all of these things that are going on in the world. And right. So if you really are if you're getting information and that's helpful to you, fine. But if it's causing a stress response, it's time to dial it back a little bit.
Exactly. And the brain doesn't know any difference between, you know, what's real or, you know, what's imagined. And so, you know, that's what hypnosis is. You close your eyes. I paint a picture for you. I use all of your senses. In my words, I describe, you know, what you see, what you hear, what you feel, all of the senses. So the body is actually responding as if it's there. So my clients really feel like they're at the beach, or they're surprised that there's like no music playing when I, you know, suggest that you hear the music playing. Yeah. So, you know, we really, they know that. And so they are actually designing certain triggery words, like unprecedented times. And they have that special music, dun, 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 you know, so they know what they're doing. They're zooming in on all sorts of things. So we have to be able to just like get a little bit of information, that's, and you're done. There's the update. There's your 5 minutes, set the timer. That's it.
Well, and I think it's so great to point out that the news is actually putting you in that same trance. Now, when you do it with a client, you're at a beautiful beach, relaxing, soft music, being your best self. On the news, it's unprecedented times, death, disease, the collapse of our society as we know it. And that's creating a trance experience instead. It's just a very unpleasant one.
Right. It's difficult to create in that state. And so when you understand how the brain and the body work of optimal ways to create from having fear, having worry, having doubt, having anxiety, all of those are not supportive tools to creating and designing your life. So if you really want to feel better, if you really want to design your finances and your relationships, you really have to be diligent in, you know, what you're going to let into your mind.
Yeah.
You really have to be your security guard for security.
Absolutely. And sometimes that's hard with all of the negative output that we're receiving, all the input that we're receiving all the time. So if you're having trouble making that shift, hypnosis is definitely an avenue that can help you.
Yep.
That wraps up our episode for today. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. Again, tell our listeners where they can find you if they want to schedule a session in your beautiful garden in Duval.
HypnosisRedmond.com.
Awesome. And don't forget, you can find me and psychotherapist Michelle Mooney at AnchorLightTherapy.com, where you can schedule your complimentary consultation to see how we can help support you in achieving your goals. Thanks for listening to Holding Ground on KKNW, and we'll be back next Monday at 9 a.m. Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to Holding Ground. You can find us here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. I'm Laura Richer, owner of Anchor Light Therapy Collective.
And I'm Michelle Mooney, a therapist at Anchor Light Therapy Collective. Find us online at AnchorLightTherapy.com.
We'll see you next week.